What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this week's edition of the All Things Georgia call-in show presented by UJSports.com. I'm your host, Paul Meharry, joined alongside Andy, Stowe, and Eddie from Ackworth, as we are every Sunday. We're hitting up your YouTube. You okay, Andy?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm just making sure. All right. Yeah. We've been backstage for 10 minutes, and we're already in rare form as we enter into this episode here on Cinco de Mayo. So hope you're having a great Cinco de Mayo. If you are watching us for the first time or the 50th time, let us know where you're watching us from. We shout it out every week. We want you to shout out your fake cities onto, we'll get them onto the screen. Also, if you have questions, us three, it's tough. It's tough trying to get a whole hour out of Andy and Eddie. It is. I try my best. But if you got questions, it helps make the show go along. Just to give you guys a little bit of an update of what we're talking about tonight, of course, UGA football, Kirby Smart signs a new contract. So does Josh Brooks. We'll talk about that. There might be an NIL change. Eddie will update us on that one. Baseball, man, looking good. Basketball, lots of transfers we need to catch up on. Falcons mini camp and the Braves, they're slumping. We're going to talk about all of those things and much more. So we appreciate you guys joining us. Andy, how was your weekend, my friend?
I don't know. It's good. Good.
And he's frozen.
Weekend, so I'm good to go.
Is that Royston internet, huh?
Yeah. Eddie, how was your weekend?
Clowns.
Huh?
Do you like clowns?
No, not particularly. No, why?
Yeah, I don't either. I would ask Andy, but he's frozen, so I would assume he doesn't like clowns, right? Oh, he's off.
Okay.
Well, I have two clowns to point out before we get the show started. Deion Sanders and Keon Coleman. Deion Sanders calling out a kid on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Used to play for him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What coach in any profession does that? But, and Paul, you and I talked about that, what, a week or so ago. Don't go on Twitter as an adult and call out kids that are playing in college football. A coach that coaches at Colorado is calling out a former player who left him and tweeting about him. Are you kidding me? Clown shit, okay?
Okay.
The second one, Keon Coleman. And you know who I'm talking about. FSU player. There he is.
Who knows?
I'm calling out clowns, Andy. The second clown is Keon Coleman for saying that Georgia chokes. He said Georgia chokes. We've lost two games in the past, what, how many years? 3 years?
Yeah.
And he said Georgia choked and we should have played them. The bowl didn't mean anything to me. I've never heard a kid that didn't play in a bowl game and opted to not play in the bowl game talk smack about a game. It's unbelievable what this kid's doing from Keith.
Is that how you're going to open up the show from now? Because that was the most old man yelling at clouds intro you've done.
Yeah, in quite some time. That's what I do, Paul. I'm older than both of you, and I like to yell at clouds. So there we go.
Yeah, glad we got that out of the way. I will say, though, I know everybody's hating on Keon Coleman because of what he said. He's pretty funny, though. They need to have him mic'd up for a game. Dude's pretty funny. Beyond Creative's in here. What's up, man? Beyond sent me a video on Anthony Edwards on Instagram. We need to talk about Ant-Man, too. And I did some research for the show, guys.
I don't believe that. That's the first time for everything.
Drop the presses.
Yes. I've got it right here. You're not going to believe it. Hunter Lacey's in here with us. Garrett Key, what's up, man? Jason H. watching the show live from Carrollton. We appreciate
that's you, a real man. Town.
Carrollton is a real town. This is off to a fantastic – yeah, it is, Garrett. It's like a train wreck. Just don't take your eyes off of it. All right, starting in football, UGA decided, hey, Kirby, we want you to be the highest paid man in college football, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Andy, tell me about that contract.
Yeah, 10 years, $130 million. And I think I saw that it said the first like half of the contract is fully guaranteed, basically, and then like ever how it's worked at the end. But I mean, I think he should be. Is there anyone else that deserves to make more money than Kirby Smart now that Nick Saban's gone? I don't think so.
No, he's the guy.
Yeah, and you look at Georgia, we are in position to maybe win a national championship this coming up year, the year after that. So, yeah, if you're going to pay, if that's the going rate, $13 million is the going rate for the highest paid coach in America, he should be the one making it.
So here's a couple of them right here, Eddie. First off, Ray Ray's checking in from Seattle. We appreciate you, Ray Ray. Good to see you, my friend. Dabo's making $11.5 million. Lincoln Riley, $11 million. Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for Kalen.
10.875. No wonder he came from Washington down to the SEC. Yeah. Sark's making 10.64. I could see Sark getting a jump maybe next year. And then Mike Norvell, 10.52. Scott Anderson saying Kirby could have gotten more. How much more? Oh, that's a good one. Eddie, how much more? Because this really isn't your money. It could be you donate to the university. How much more would you be willing to give Kirby Smart before it just becomes way too crazy?
You know, that's I'd have to think about that a little bit because there are limits to everything. You know, I mean,
15 million.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, Paul, like going up to 15 million, something like that. But
18 million?
I mean, I don't.
Is it crazy to think about that in the next 5 years that Kirby Smart?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. I don't think so at all. But I do think he should have a clause in there that says if there's any coach in the NCAA that gets paid more than him, he immediately jumps that.
Isn't that the Saban clause?
That's the Saban clause, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Saban have the Saban clause. There you go. That's exactly
and that might be worked in there, you know?
Yeah.
They have the same agent. Everybody's got the same agent.
Yeah. Jimmy Sexton runs the
world. Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Sexton's got that on his computer in a Word document. He just changed out Nick Saban's name to Kirby Smart and sent it over to Josh Brooks.
Oh, let me ask you this. Let's say Kirby wins one more national championship in the next 5 years. Mm. What does he get paid? What does his contract get reworked to in 5 years? Will he be making 20? One national championship. I'm not even saying two more. I'm saying one.
When is it reworked?
I mean, let's say in 5 years, because he still had on this contract. He still had how many years was left on it? Five are still left. So
this one's going up to 2030.
But I'm saying this is 10 years, but he still had 5 years left on his original contract. Right. So if they rework it in 5 years and he wins one more national championship, how much is he making? Is it 20? I mean, do you think we get to that high in 5 years?
Yeah, I do. I think probably. Absolutely we do. Yeah. And there's so much that goes with it. And Paul, I want to ask you this. So is this the kind of thing, maybe you can tell us from your insight, that the administration comes to Kirby and says, this is what we're going to do? Or is Kirby's agent saying, hey, we've done all this. It's time for a bump. You're shaking your head to the second part.
Yeah, Kirby's agent. I mean, really? They might say, hey, we need to evaluate this, but it's really it's Sexton behind the table saying, hey, look, I lost the goat. We've got the new goat. Yep. He needs that clause in it, and we need to get him paid top money. James Caraway's in the building. He says, I'd give Kirby Shohei money. He said, not my money, maybe Eddie's. So yeah, give him Shohei money. Here's a question though, boys. A lot of people have wondered about, and I guess this puts this to bed a little bit, although it could happen, you know, next year for all we know, and this contract's null and void. Do we think he'll make it to the end of this contract? And that's the tough part. And, you know, there's been hints around it. I think if NIL stays the way that it is, if this stays a 365-day sport, where you're constantly having to do something, I don't know if he makes it to the end of the contract. It's nonstop. There has to be some type of period because yes, they have the dead periods. That doesn't matter. They're still working, doing things. They might not be contacting recruits during that time, but you think Kirby, when they say, oh, it's the dead period, he's done working.
No, he's not.
No,
there is no dead period.
So over under 5 years or no, over under 5.5 years, Kirby Smart coaches for Georgia Bulldogs.
Derek Keith says he doesn't think he makes it to 2040 or 2030. 2040 would be kind of crazy. I think he does. I think he, because so I was trying to do the math. I don't know exactly what his youngest Andrew, what grade he's in, but 2030, I think, is going to be right around the time that he's graduating high school. So we would have all three of his kids done with school, high school at that point. Beyond says empower the assistants more. Yeah, but you still have to be that man in charge.
You still got to be the guy.
You still got to, you know, when you're trying to land that high profile quarterback, you can enable Mike Bobo all you want, but they want to sit down and meet with you.
Exactly.
You know, you got to make time for that. You want to sign that five?
You're over under is 5.5, Andy.
5.5. Yeah.
So if things stay static and nothing changes, I'm going under.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think things are going to change.
So okay? you think they're going to rope it in? You think there's
yeah? I mean, I think college football's in for a complete overhaul in the next couple of years. It's going to be completely thrown on its ear. There's going to be downtime, like you just said, Paul. There's got to be for these coaches. So I think it changes in that aspect. He's going to go over, but if nothing changes, way under. I mean, like in the next 3 years, because it's ridiculous. Oh yeah, because it's just out of hand. It's completely out of hand. I was thinking today, thinking about his contract, $13 million a year, right?
Yeah.
The guy can't even enjoy it. He yeah. literally can't even enjoy his money. Now, his wife and kids can, but he sure. can't. He's constantly working on the phone at the office. It's nonstop. Okay. Now, he will eventually. We know that. Right. He's banking it, but he can't even enjoy it. What good is that? It's no good.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, Eddie. Yeah, there's, you know, he might get one vacation, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 trips to the lake house every year if he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I wouldn't even go that high, Paul. It's a lot less than that, I bet.
Hey, Randy Payne's in here. Says eat off the floor in 24. Go dog from Tipton, Georgia. There he is. KC's in the building. Hadn't seen KC here last week. I don't think he was. Good to see you, KC. Says I can't see NIL being sustainable in the next 3 years. I agree.
Yeah, something's going to have to change.
All right, Randy. We'll excuse you this time.
Does that NIL change become where the schools are paying the players? Is that what we ultimately go to? Where it's
so kind of so that you're leading in.
Yeah, I'm leading in.
To leading the in. Next segment here on our show notes created by Andy Stone, trademarked.
I can read my stuff. So.
Real quick before we do that, Josh Brooks, the athletic director, signed a new contract as well, receiving an additional $100,000 increase, bringing him to $1.275 million. His contract runs through 2030. I think Kirby's through 2032.
2033 for Kirby, maybe, or
yeah, something like that.
I think it's 2033. Yeah,
yeah. 2030 was who I had in my head as Josh Brooks. So, congrats to Josh.
That's great.
He's done a lot of good stuff. Yeah, good stuff for Georgia so far. Bring back Kudzu Hill, Josh. We'll get there. We need to bring back Kudzu Hill. Eddie, these NIL changes, we had it in here, and then it's in green. It says, Eddie, can you fill these in? Because you brought this up to us, and I saw a little bit about this with Ross Dellinger over at Yahoo Sports, part of the Yahoo Network, Rivals Network. And I read a little bit into it, but I didn't get too deep. So can you tell me what's kind of the gist of all this?
Well, I mean, Ross Dellinger put it out there. He laid it out that there's definitely going to be changes in the NIL coming. And basically, the university is going to take this thing over, right? He sees that coming. They're going to be paying the players. And what I love about this is they keep calling them student athletes.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing to me. At this point, they're not student athletes, okay? They're employees of the university, or they will be when this change takes place. But the biggest thing you're going to see, guys, is they're going to be required to play in 12 regular season games, the bowl game, and the college football playoffs, which we know nobody's opting out of that. But it's really down to the bowl games, right? Yeah. And they're going to sign contracts, quote unquote. And if they don't play in these games, they're going to have money rescinded for them, which I think is a great thing. That's exactly what should happen.
Okay, so what they're trying to do is make sure that Georgia Florida State doesn't happen again in a big time premiere,
right? And Keon Coleman would have to play in the game he didn't want to play in,
or get his money taken back. Exactly. But it would be taken back to the university, is what you're saying. So That's correct.
So are they still students at this point when they become contract employees? Are they still?
They students? Are gonna. That's the point, Andy. That's what I'm saying. They're gonna become employees. And somebody actually brought up a funny point, which was like, these guys are sitting in class, they have an employee, they're employees, they're being graded by an employee, and you're giving me an F? What the hell? We're basically equals at this point. I mean, kind of funny, right?
And it might not even be equals. I might make 4 times your salary sitting in the fourth
great
row.
Point. Exactly. You know? Exactly right. So it's a fascinating thing that's coming around. But I think changes are coming sooner rather than later. I really do.
Jessica Cato's in here. Hey, guys. Hope your evening is good. It is going great. I'm here with two of my bestest of pals, and I say that very sarcastically. Garrett Key says over under 2.5 nays before his contract runs out, y'all think. Ooh, Under, mm-hmm. under.
I think he'll get two more.
But I think it's close. KC said NIL will be contract and sign at least a 2-year contract. So that's kind of what that's what you're reading as well, yes. Eddie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't really get into the transfer stuff at all. It didn't get into contracts at all. This was just what Ross Dellinger had put out. And it was just kind of laying it out that way. But I do think that's coming as well. There's going to be contracts. I mean, these guys, just think about the money they've outlaid to some of these players that haven't even seen the damn field, right? Yeah. Much less not playing very well. I mean, it's just insane. That stuff's going to come back around and be adjusted, right? It's got to be, right, Andy?
Do we get to the point where, like you were kind of mentioning, the players making more money than the professors, which they are. Let's say Carson Beck is making $1 million, whatever that number is. And he goes in there and the professor's like, hey, you have a 5-page paper due in 2 days. And he's like, yeah, I'm practicing for Florida this week. If you want the paper, do it yourself. I make $1 million. You make 200,000. Or does it become an issue then? Does he say, screw you, do it yourself?
I mean, you could almost say that now, though. I mean,
So my point, so when do they become athletes of the University of Georgia and not student athletes of the University of Georgia?
I don't think it's
going to get to minor league football.
No, you can't do that. No, you can't change it up that much. They still have to be students. Now they might be in a chair stacking class, you know, but you can change it up that way. Jim Perkle's watching over on the old Twitter machine, says, love putting some rules around NIL. What we've been doing is Falcons draft stupid. I hear you, Jim. We're getting to the
high flying Jim. Love it. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Jessica said, seen Eddie on Coach Hayes podcast the other night. He was great. Love the crossovers. Hey, all right, Eddie. Thank you. How much did you pay her to come on here?
not a dime.
Sure.
Marshall says all they got to do is fake an injury. They won't have to play in the bowl game. Yeah, there'll be ways around it, Marshall, but they're trying to limit all that. And this is a big thing too. You still have to pass your class to be able to play. So they're gonna make sure that that's still involved there. You can't go minor league football just yet, Andy.
I don't know.
Lane Smith with his pretty bride in the profile picture outkicked his coverage. Says, "What's going on, fellas? Good to see you."
taking shots left and right tonight. So the tie cobbler and everything. So
yeah. You might want to take that back, Andy. Yeah. All things Georgia call-in show, Cinco de Mayo edition, UGA baseball. Man. All right. For those that are watching that are football fans only, this UGA baseball team, you really need to watch them. They are really good. Charlie Condon tied, right, Andy? Am I wrong here? Tied the most home runs this of all time in the BB Corps era. And did it in, I think, 20, 25 less games than that Florida player did. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs. I think they're getting a regional. They're pretty high up.
So your good buddy Ben Bachman sent me this text, and he said his quote was, UGA could host a regional. So
we have 6 games left, right? Is that right? Six games left. So – what do we have to go 3-3 to host a regional? I don't know.
That's what I'm getting. Okay. Number 5 in the RPI right now. That's good.
This team, I'm telling you, this team at home is a different ball club than on the road. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true of all teams pretty much, but my goodness, the bats are just insane when they're at home. And it's a great crowd, a great atmosphere. And hey, Charlie Condon's not the only one. I mean, there's other players like Corey Collins and Slade Alford. I mean, they're just loaded. I mean, this is a fun ball. And you know what? Their pitching's healthy now, and they're really pitching well.
And they're getting better, too. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't think of – I'm going to test both of you guys. When's the last time the Dogs beat Vanderbilt and swept them in a series?
Absolutely.
I can't think of a time.
Those Vanderbilt
Garrett, do you know? I don't even know if that's –
Garrett Key might be able to help us out with that. It feels like it's been a long time. James says, man, I didn't think Condon would go 1-1 a month ago because I couldn't believe he would keep this pace, but he's just gone even crazier. Garrett Key says 2002.
Wow.
23 years. 2001, he says, was the last time that happened. That's
insane.
Insane. Great point, James, because here's my research, boys. Ba-dum-ba-ba-dum-bum. All right. Charlie Condon, if he goes 1-1, goes first overall pick, that will be a player from baseball, basketball,
football,
and football.
Yep.
For Georgia. And that also will be those three in the last 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Yeah.
Okay. Him, yep. Ant-Man, Trayvon Walker.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. What other two schools are able to say that right now?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I actually had read this a couple of weeks ago when it was starting to get discussed, but I can't remember who it was. But I did read that there was two other schools that has done it.
There's before. One school in the SEC, and there's one school. I don't know what they're in now. They were in the Pac-12.
I guess
the Big Florida. 24 now.
I'm going to have to say LSU for one of those.
LSU
schools. Is
one. Yep.
Yeah.
So LSU had they've had quite a few.
Deans, Burrow.
Yep. See if you can get the basket. There's two basketballs.
Shaquille.
Shaq's one of them. Yeah.
And Ben Simmons. There you go.
Ben Simmons. Yeah. Okay.
There's another one though. And this one's a little bit. This one's a little bit tougher.
Stanford.
No. Brett Weimer guessed USC. That's incorrect.
Yeah, it's got to be some
California school. I think Beyond knows what it is, but he's not giving it away. Come on, guys.
Some obscure school.
Cal? No, Garrett Key.
I mean, it's not SC. It's not Cal. It's
one more left. UCLA. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the players.
That's... All right. So Troy Aikman.
Okay. Wow. You're going back. Okay.
Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Lou Alcindor. And the baseball player was Garrett Cole. Didn't even know he went to UCLA. So, yeah. Georgia would have that, though, in a 5-year time period. No other school can say that.
That's interesting. That's crazy. I mean, It's one thing we all like to beat our chest about football, but it's awesome obviously you got that kind of skill everywhere else. But
Lou Alcindor, who calls him that? It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
when he was at UCLA, that's what he's in the record book.
I mean, if you say that, kids nowadays, like, who the hell is that? I mean, come on.
Look, Garrett Key's a great stat. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you. I thought of that all on my own today. I did not look that up. My man Dave McMahon did because he's way smarter than I am. But I asked Dave the question.
He was glommed on.
Yeah. Yeah. I just latched on to Dave McMahon. So shout out to Dave McStats over on Twitter for that.
Yeah, he's the best. He's great.
So yeah, there's my research that I gave you guys.
That's well done.
Yeah, I'd seen that about a few weeks ago, but I had forgotten what schools it was.
Yeah, I just was thinking, I was like, man, that I don't know if there's many schools that could say that, especially in a 5-year time period, which is crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because what brought it up to me was I was watching Condon this weekend, and then last night, I tried to get you guys to turn over and watch it. Neither one of you.
Andy, I was watching the Braves. I was watching the Braves, man.
Andy wanted to watch a regular season Braves game, which we'll get to.
Yeah, shocking.
Was watching some hockey.
I was watching hockey. Yeah.
I was like, guys, you got to turn on Anthony Edwards. Last night was the first time I think most of the country got to see what Anthony Edwards is, because he got a primetime game on Saturday night. There wasn't a bunch of competition, unless you're a weirdo watching hockey or regular season baseball. And he absolutely shined. Kid's 22 years old.
Yeah.
And to be able to say that he came from Georgia 10 years, 15 years from now, Georgia fans are going to be beating their chests. I remember when I got to watch him, and they weren't great with him. Tom Crean.
We're terrible with him. Does anyone know he played at Georgia? I mean, how many people outside of this area knows that?
Yeah. That's kind of where I am with watching him. When I turn it on, it kind of makes me sick.
Yeah, it should.
He was our guy, right? I mean, he was the guy. We brought him in. He was dominant at Georgia, but we did nothing with him. What did we win? I don't even know how many games.
It wasn't good. Look it up, Andy. It was terrible.
So and then he goes on post game shows and they're like, they're like, go Dogs, and he's like, yeah, and everybody around the league's like, he played for Georgia. Nobody knows that. Nobody even thinks about that. So it's kind of a little pain to me to watch him play. I mean, I'm happy for the kid. I love the guy. He still speaks highly of Georgia, but we got nothing out of that. No bump, nothing. Right?
Well, yeah, you didn't get much out of it, but what you did get out of it was you can claim that he went to your alma mater.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's taken over the league. He's absolutely taken over the league. Garrett Key says, think they won a total of 16 games.
I think he's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. I'm like, this is terrible.
What was it, Andy?
I'm still looking. I think it's 16. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's right. Yeah.
It keeps showing me Anthony Evans from 2001.
Well, Anthony Edwards would be the guy's name you're looking up, not Anthony Evans. That hurts. Hunter Lacey said, they say Ann is MJ's son. Hey, you put the side-by-side comparison right there. You can see it. Never know. Beyond creative, just think Tom Crean can say he coached D-Wade, Anthony Edwards, and Victor Oladipo. Jeez.
Yeah, he can, though. He can say that all day long. Can. He did.
Chris Hayes.
What's up, Coach?
Coach is here. Hey, guys, if any of you guys want to join the show, Garrett Key, James Caraway, Coach, Beyond Creative, the link is in the description. We've got 16
and 16. Yeah. 16. Yeah,
that's
what I thought. They went 5 and 13 in the SEC.
That's hurtful. But what's not hurtful is what Mike White's doing with this basketball team right now. All right, boys, hold with me. I'm going to go through who they've got so far. Justin Abson from App State. You go watch his highlight tape yet, Eddie?
No, I have not. You need to send that to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's in my recents. Okay. Yeah, I got you. RJ Godfrey, Clemson transfer. You watch that?
Can I go back one? How big is Justin Abson? Is he the 6'10"? Is he 6'10"?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. RJ Godfrey played in the, Elite Eight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Georgia Legacy coming back home.
Yep.
So another, he's Randall, a four. He's like
Randall's
he's
like, boy, Randall's yeah. kid. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like 6'8". Then you got those two guards from Mount St. Mary's, Dakota LaFeu and DeShane Montgomery, one of which was the freshman of the MEAC, freshman of the year. The other one is dropping like 15 points a game. And then you go out and get Tyron Lawrence from Vandy, another guard. This team's stacking up, guys. The question is, though, by adding these players, does that put Mike White on the hot seat? Is it a tourney berth or bust for this team?
Yes, it's got to be, right? You can't just go out here and get all these guys that people are going after and beat your chest about how great of a recruiting you are and then suck in the regular season and not make the tournament. So I would say it's tournament or bust.
Look, I think Eddie, last year folks were giving Mike White a little bit of hell, a lot of hell. I don't know if it was fair at the time. I don't know if – did we give him any hell on this show?
A little bit.
I did.
Yeah. Eddie was very vocal of him. Yeah.
I was kind of sitting back like, hey – let's see one more season. Then they go to the NIT, which you swore up and down you weren't going to watch. And, you watched the ending of it. That's crazy. But they're now on a little momentum here with these guys they brought in. This is a decent basketball team on paper. I think this is his best team on paper. Because we're forgetting the, Asa Newell, five-star kid coming in.
Yeah.
We're forgetting Cyril, he's five-star ranked on some of the sites, the big spinner that they grabbed from Kentucky when Calipari left.
Yep.
This is a pretty good team.
Well, the two guys, LaFeu and Montgomery, that are coming from Mount St. Mary's, they played against Georgia, right?
Yeah, they did.
And LaFeu, 37 minutes, 26 points. Montgomery, 30 minutes, 23 points. That's against a high-level SEC team. Those boys look good. I'm excited about that when I read those guys were coming on board. But I think this is his third – what does he have, a four-year deal or three-year deal? Is this it after this year?
No, he's got one more.
He's got one more
after this year. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, this is make or break. But I will say, well, more I think about it, I think it is tourney or bust because I'm thinking about it because Asa Newell's not coming back next year. He's one and done, right? He's probably one and done.
Probably, yes.
A lot of these kids probably are too. So I think Andy's right. I'm gonna change. I was gonna say not Turney, but I'm gonna say yeah, it's Turney or bust. I think it is. Now, if he doesn't make the Turney, Josh Brooks is not gonna fire him. I don't think. I mean,
but would he get an extension though? Because how many players?
You're gonna prove it.
Yeah.
But basketball. I mean, you see it. Like John Calipari said, like, we don't have a roster right now. Like when he got to Arkansas, we don't have a roster. You want me to tell you about these kids? I don't have any kids to tell you about.
So here's a perfect example of Georgia basketball being in the woods, the wilderness for the past, 35 years, whatever it's been. All this crap breaks open with the NIL, the portal, and it's benefiting Georgia, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for the portal, we'd still be in the wilderness, guys.
Yeah,
it would be.
And look, I mean, you look around. We've brought this up on the show before concerning Georgia basketball. Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, Clemson, all those teams around you are really good now. Mm-hmm. And all it takes in basketball is 1 year to make that jump, go to a Sweet 16. You're now rolling
momentum. Yeah,
yeah. So this lineup, I like this lineup so far, and
think it's the NIT bump, or is that irrelevant? Because I think it's irrelevant.
It probably
are these players that have come in the past couple of weeks, like, oh, they made a nice run in the NIT, I'm transferring there.
No, but I think maybe they're looking at it like, oh, Mike White can coach. Maybe they're looking at it that way. Like, he had lesser talent than what we would be bringing in right now, and they were able to make it to the NIT championship. Who knows if they got into the tournament?
So it's like one of those, like, what they could have done if I would have been there situation.
Right, right. That's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. So they're a little bit of a bump from the NIT.
Jim Purkle makes a really good point. He says, despite the record last year, that was the best basketball team I've seen from UGA.
Best?
Since when?
Best?
Maybe like the best in the past 10 years.
I need to clarify that. The best is a little strong.
But the best in the last 10 years.
It was fun.
Yeah, they were fun to watch. They, you know.
I mean, I haven't had fun when I had to sit with you two clowns and watch the game. I mean, that was fun.
That was fun.
Paul, what do you think? Do you think it's turning or bust for him?
No, because I think right now he's recruiting at a high level. But I think also that I think they probably do make the tourney, though. So we're having a conversation here that
it's probably irrelevant,
I think.
What if he doesn't, though? Like, so you're assuming he makes the tournament. That's the thing.
He really should with this team that he has.
So if they don't make the
tournament, that's a big assumption right there. I mean,
this team's good, man.
But that's the thing, though. Most people think that as well. So if that is the common thought, what if Josh Brooks says, hey, you had this team, you guys should have made the tournament, didn't. Is he out the door?
I think it all depends on how the season plays out. I don't want to put a bet down on it right now. I want to see how they play out. But I think on paper, this team is really, really good and could be battling for fifth in the SEC. You're in the tourney at that point.
Yeah.
So Tweet Sports is in here. Look at him all professional.
Hey, man. I know, he looks so nice, doesn't he?
Got a haircut and everything. Mike White has to raise his second half game management. I hear you. Moving on from those Georgia Bulldogs down in Athens, we've got a team starting up a little bit of mini camp up here in my neck of the woods, Flowery Branch. Rookie mini camp, boys. It starts May the 10th. So this Friday runs through Sunday, little mini camp. How many passes on air from Michael Penix are we going to see from all the Atlanta news stations?
Oh, man.
Joe Milton passes from his knees 80 yards down the field. Right. Yeah.
How many are we going to see? And everybody's like, oh, my God, look at this guy. Yeah. He is the next coming of.
It's going to happen.
You know. Well,
of course. Whoever. Yeah. Matt Ryan. He's the left-handed Matt Ryan with a better arm.
So. Right. That's what's gonna happen this weekend, right, guys?
Of course it is.
Yes.
Okay. So,
what if he looks good though? I mean, I know you're playing against
your shorts.
You're in shorts. I get it. What if he looks good and then they go to the next camp when they actually get to camp? What happens if he looks good? That's what I'm that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But is there going to be any issues in that clubhouse?
No, man. No. No.
I don't know.
This is Kirk's team.
Is it? Why did you draft a quarterback with the 8th pick at the draft if it's Kirk's team?
You got to look towards the future, right, Eddie? Right?
You drafted a quarterback, and I've told y'all this. I'm going to predict it, and it's going to be my stance going forward. All that matters is the preseason games. He's going to play all three.
Yeah.
He's going to look awesome, and there's going to be division. There's going to be division, Paul. It's going to happen. Penix is going to ball out in preseason. Kirk Cousins is going to start the year. The second game, he's going to look like ass, and there you go.
Right there.
The fan base is divided, and the locker room's divided.
Garrett's
that is what this regime has set up to happen.
No.
Yes. Yes. It's exactly what's going to happen, Paul.
So let me guess.
Wait. Let me stop you, Paul. So are you kind of – I'm not saying you're rooting against the kid. Don't get it that way.
No.
Are you kind of rooting that – Penix has kind of a preseason.
No, because I want him to go out in the preseason, the three games, go, you know, 15 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Really? You do?
I like chaos. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. I'd love to see it.
With the Falcons, yeah. I want chaos with other teams, not the teams we pull for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I love chaos in my team.
Like the Florida Gators. Sorry, Kevin. I like that the Gators are terrible right now, and they never know who's the coach and who's running backs. I love that chaos there. I love that in Athens it's steady. I don't want the Falcons to be crazy.
Anybody?
Wait, I got to pick on this a little bit. So
yeah, real quick.
Penix goes out there and he's mediocre for the first three games, and then Kirk Cousins balls out in the first game. That's what should happen.
Yeah,
and he takes over the team.
That's what I hope.
You're saying, Paul, you don't want that to happen. You want Penix to ball out and then Kirk to be okay, and then there'd be an issue? Are you kidding me?
No, Kirk's not going to play in the preseason, so we're not going to
even see him. I know. That's my point. That's
what I'm worried about. I'm worried that Penix will look great, and then there's going to be an issue. In which I won't – look, I won't – whoever, so, if they put
the – I think Paul's a secret Saints fan. He's like Terry Fontenot. He's a bug in the system.
He wants chaos.
He just said he wanted chaos with the Falcons.
Why not?
What? Are you kidding me? That's the worst thing in the world.
Eddie, they did this to us by drafting Penix. So let's have the chaos. You know, like the Joker says, and here we go.
Wait a minute. You're going to bring up the Joker just after your comment about 35 minutes ago about Superman. What the heck? You know what?
Your comment, Andy. We just didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
He said he didn't like that lame stuff. He didn't like lame superhero stuff. And now he's busting up some Joker quotes over here. I mean, why so serious, dude? Why so serious?
Yeah. Well, Eddie, why so serious? Like, let's have fun with this. Let's have fun with this. What I want to know is, have they announced who's doing Hard Knocks this year? Because I'll tell you what, I would love to see the Falcons
in Hard Knocks. That would be interesting.
You know HBO when the Falcons drafted Penix was like, all right, boys.
Yeah.
All right.
They're on the radar. Yeah.
That's them. That's the team. Yeah. That's who we want.
And they've done it before, so Blank would probably not be opposed to it.
I don't think they have too much of a choice, Eddie. For that, if you are under 500 ball club, you pretty much are in the running for Hard Knocks the next year.
Well, you can turn. Blank could say no. I mean, it's not like
you'd be surprised. There's a lot of teams that don't want to do it, and they have to do it. Yeah,
they have to do it. You're kidding me. Come on.
Look, you're gonna make me look this.
I mean, I'm asking you, Paul. Seriously, is that how it works?
I didn't know you were required.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Right here, first thing on Google, I typed in, do teams have to? And then the next that fills it in, do Hard Knocks. Any team can volunteer to be featured.
It did not fill that in.
I swear, I promise you. I promise you it did.
They're listening to us. It's not good.
I wouldn't make that up. Any team can volunteer to be featured, but certain teams can be forced to do it if there are no takers. If a team has made the playoffs within the last two seasons, has hired a new coach or has appeared on the show within the last 10 years, they are exempt from that year's Hard Knocks.
Well, then we're exempt because we've been on it within the past 10 years.
And they've hired a new coach. So yeah. maybe it stays away from
But that's not a bad thing, Paul. I think you're right. That wouldn't be a bad thing to be on Hard Knocks.
Because that was the whole thing. They were having
– That would be fascinating to watch.
Last year, right here, NFL having trouble finding Hard Knocks team for 2023. One franchise already turned down invite per report. All four eligible teams have told them no. Will they end up just forcing a team to do it? And then, yes, they will. NFL has final say.
It's interesting.
So, yeah, most of these teams don't want to do it, and then they just have – the show goes on.
You talk about chaos, that would be chaos.
I would love to see it.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I would tune into that, no doubt.
Yeah, right here, John Tweet Sports. New coach, QB situation, Falcons sucking, perfect formula for Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I would be watching every week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's like buying a used Bugatti with 200K miles and go out and buy a brand new 2024 Bugatti. Makes no sense.
Yep.
Yeah, but the used Bugatti, it's won some races in the past, Beyond.
It has. It's won a lot of races.
It's broken in.
Maybe it's still broken. We don't know that.
it might still be broken. But it is broken in. It is broken in. I would love to see. I'm saying that we're starting the hashtag Falcons for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, right, I'd be on board with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Love to watch it. I'll go picket it. So like I'll take a sign out there because I live.
And you're right there.
Yeah. It's 2 minutes right from the road. I'll put like, hey, watch the Georgia call-in show Sunday nights. We might get like a little second of time.
Hey, that'd be cool. Andy, he's never in a million years doing that. He's so full of shit.
Never. He might. You never know. He's
never
might.
Doing that. Never. I might. No, you're not.
Look, if they come.
I might. Yeah, right. Okay.
If they come, you guys will have to come up here. We'll do a live show from
from the
stands.
We'll do it. Yeah.
As long as like it's not too hot. I don't really like to sweat too much.
Yeah, I know. We're not sitting in 100 degree weather in August to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. No. I can't do that. Sorry. Would you sit and watch this Braves team right now in 100 degree heat, Andy?
I mean, I probably will just because I love the Braves, but that dude, they're struggling right now. The pitching staff, everybody, you know, love pitching. I always, love talk about pitching, but it's not the problem. You know, we can sit here and bash. We can bash Max Fried today. He gave up four earned and he didn't look great. We can bash Bryce Elder last night.
He was good enough to win though.
He was good enough to win.
Max was good enough to win. Max,
but, and so was Elder. Look, he's the fifth starter. He's not supposed to be the ace. We're not asking him to do that. We're looking for the offense. And where is the offense? So I'm going to read you some stats for one guy. 32 games, 117 at bats. He's got 14 runs, 23 hits. He's got 8 doubles. He's got 3 home runs, and he struck out 35 times. He's batting 197. There's your issue. Not just that one guy. That's Matt Olson, obviously, but it's the lineup. We can argue Bryce Elder. We can argue Ronaldo Lopez. We can argue Max Fried and whoever else is starting. That's not the problem. Eddie, you have been very vocal about what needs to happen. So what does Brian Snitker need to do to fix this lineup?
Change the damn lineup.
Okay. How do you change it? Where do you – what positions
just
do you
move
change?
People down. Just move people down, okay? Acuna at one – I'm beginning to wonder if Acuna at one is a good option at this point because he keeps freaking striking out, and that's what he cut down on last year. But I'll grant you, leave Acuna at one, okay? We'll just leave that there. Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies.
You realize that Ronald Acuna has 40 strikeouts. He leads the team in strikeouts.
I know. And I'm almost at the point where Michael Harris needs to be the leadoff guy at this point. But I'll just leave him there. Ozuna.
So who you think you're saying leave Acuna at the leadoff spot, or you want Michael Harris there? And Hunter Lacy just said the top of the order is cold as ice.
Yeah, look, I know. That's what I'm saying.
The bottom line
to me is to move Matt Olson and Austin Riley down, okay? Especially Olson. Olson is an absolute hole in the lineup at this point. He's awful. He's god-awful. And in my opinion, he should have been sat on the bench today, had today off and tomorrow off, and then started Tuesday. He needs a break. Okay, something's going on. Paul, you can keep doing that, but the numbers are atrocious. It's atrocious what's going on at the top of the lineup.
Okay? Who's going to play first base if Olsen's not in there?
I don't care. Who cares? It's one game. Okay, so we lose today. What did we lose today?
Well, he wasn't going to do anything anyway. So, yeah, I'm
5-0. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time for a change. I'm sorry. And I'm tired of hearing, oh, it's May. It's a long season.
I'm tired of hearing that.
You got to relax. My son keeps telling me that. It's May. Relax.
They are 20.
You know what? The Braves look like they do in the playoffs right now.
So here's the thing. You're 30. Like freaking chumps. 32 games. You're basically a fifth of the season in. You can stop throwing out that, well, it's early crap. That is dumb. That's one-fifth of the season. You've got to win the whole season to at least get into the playoffs. And right now they are two games behind Philly, and if Philly wins tonight, they'll be 2.5 out. So,
yeah.
I'm tired of hearing the early
season. Looking up at the Phillies.
I agree with you. They got to make a change. Paul,
are y'all done yet?
You can come in if you'd like, Paul.
Yeah, you just go right ahead, Paul.
Cornholio, looking like Cornholio over there.
All right, first off, where are you going to put Olsen? How far are you going to bat him? Ninth, Eddie? Where are you going to put him?
No, I didn't. Did I say ninth, Andy? Did I say ninth?
Look, you said
moving down to fifth or sixth.
Okay.
Okay. And then,
so we're going to leave Acuna one?
No, because we didn't finish your lineup here. I want to make sure we finish this. Goat dog. You need an Eddie in your corner. You need an extremist. You need a renegade. You need the rage.
You're exactly damn right you do. Y'all voted me.
Yeah, it's that roid rage.
You're 100% right. You need me.
Steroids.
You need me on that wall, damn it.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, if I had an issue with somebody, I know Eddie would come over here from Ackworth, take him about three
damn
days.
Damn right. I'd take care of him.
Yeah, he'd get over here. Can you
put Casey's comment up there, yeah. Paul?
You'll act like the Braves lost the last 10. Didn't they win World Series as wild card team in 2021?
Oh, okay. Well, we're good. Never mind. We won the World Series in 2021. Let's forget everything I just said. We're good.
But look, I think I see where you're coming from with this. I do. Because watching this team try to, this weekend, play against the Dodgers, a team that we know.
Pumped.
A team we know, Eddie, we're going to have to go through to get to where we want to be, right? They said it before the season, World Series or bust. That was everything on YouTube. They had those, you know, 15-minute hard knock-like episodes that they were doing on the Braves channel. Mm-hmm. World Series or bust. World Series or bust.
And they did not win the World Series from the wild card as a wild card team. They won the East.
Right.
They won the
East. 86 games.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Wild.
Damn, I lost my train of thought. Oh, you've got to go through this Dodgers team. And so we were hoping, hey, maybe we'd see, you know, some back and forth. This wasn't a back and forth baseball series at all. No. It was Dodgers from top to bottom.
They dominated them.
I can say, though, they've been on the West Coast for a while now, been out there for a week. Okay. Look, Eddie, I'm not trying to give you excuses.
Tired, the travel. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
And this team also, the infielders, especially, even, I mean, the outfield with Acuna and Harris, sans left field, basically, and catcher, they play.
Every day.
They try to play 162 games. So taking Olsen out, I feel like, probably would do him more harm than good at this point. It's almost like, yes, I feel like you have to ride him right now. You can't take him out. You can't, okay?
Rest him one day. I didn't say sit his ass for 6 months. One day.
Okay. I see. Okay.
The roid rage. The big vein.
Off the ledge a little bit.
I just hate when my words are twisted around, and that's what you just did, Paul. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm saying I said that he likes to play 162 games. You sit him down for a game, he's not playing his full
Who cares?
He's hitting 197. How much worse can it get?
There's kids that like to get the perfect attendance record at school. They get that.
Oh, my God. Is he going to get a trophy at the end of the year because he played 162 games?
He might.
Here you go, Matt. Congratulations. Are you kidding me?
He just might. You know, that might be something that he looks forward to. The
participation trophy. Great.
It's not helping. The 162.
Here's a great point, though. John Tweet Sports. I'm old enough to remember, and he's being a little facetious here, when the Mets had a 10.5 game lead in June and the Braves won the East. The Braves sucked this weekend, but MLB is a marathon.
Okay, but I want to comment on that. What happened last year in the postseason? What happened to the Braves? They got beat by the Phillies. What did they just do by the Dodgers? They got beat by the Dodgers, and it's two teams constructed very, very similar. Exactly. That's the issue. We can beat up on the Marlins. That's fine. But when you go out and you get beat by the Dodgers, it looks just like the postseason last year. Do you look at this team and think, oh, we can go into the postseason and go beat the Phillies?
Well,
and beat
the great, the best thing about it, Andy, the most extravagant thing about it is we still have 5 more months until that were to happen.
We do, but we are
so this team right now is going to look completely different.
So to what I always argue about with my son, these games don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Jim Perkle, perfect comment, and just put the stamp on it. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Right
exactly.
there.
I'll tell you what does change, though, is I bring backup to my show.
Bring them all. Who we got?
What up, baby? Oh, there he is. God. There he is.
He's going to be on my side, by the way. What's up, James?
What's up, guys?
James.
You got baby throw up on you?
What's all what? Yeah, I'm in a war right now. I'm game 7 of Vegas. We're in first intermission. And baby's crying.
Right. You got throw up on your shoulder, don't you? That's throw up.
just keep working, baby. Just keep, you know, grinding every day, you know? Just keep showing up. No, what side are you on this Bryce Elder's burner account?
I get why they're not going to sit Matt. They have no other first baseman, and Snit doesn't make changes.
If you don't have a first baseman, who do you want to put over Austin, there? You want to put Austin Luis Yormo over there?
Austin Riley.
Cares? It's just – okay, go ahead, James. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know if one game's going to do anything. These guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars. They just got to step up, and I just hate the lack of emotion with this team. It's just like, oh, well, ho-hum.
They're just kind of flat, aren't they? They're just
– And I think they'll be okay for the regular season, but when they lost Schrader, I said it from the beginning, this team does not match up against the Phillies or Dodgers. They have enough pitching to shut down Olsen, Riley, Acuna like they always do in the playoffs, and we don't have pitching to shut them down. So I think it just is what it is, and whatever people can say, it's just May, but I don't see anything changing that makes this team show you that can make a deep run in the postseason.
I agree. That's exactly how I feel. There's something missing. And it could be that, you know, we did have the ace that we thought we had with Strider. And you look at Max Fried, my boy, I was really hoping he was going to look great today. And
okay. All right. Because I feel like what I'm hearing right now is three grown men just giving up on the break. You're going to quit
watching? No.
What we saw this weekend, to what Andy just said and what James just said, this is a preview of the playoffs.
It is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So why the hell watch the rest of the season if this is what you think is going to happen?
Because we're fans. I'm not going to stop watching them. I'm not a jackass.
I'll watch the Minnesota Timberwolves when I watch the Braves.
Yeah, let's go watch Ant-Man. Yeah, you go do that.
I will.
Yeah, I know.
I had fun last night watching that. You guys were sitting in sorrow.
That's a good point.
Because we love our team.
I like watching Anthony Edwards.
Paul's over here watching Cavs Magic on NBA TV, and we're grinding freaking Braves.
Not a fair weather fan over here. What if the Georgia Bulldogs lose one football game? Are you done for the year? Come on now. No fair weather fan here. So.
That's what it sounds like, though. This is exactly what it sounds like, is if Georgia were to lose to Clemson, heaven forbid, in the first game of the season, you guys would – the season's over. We've seen this team before.
I have never said the season is over. I said Snitker should tweak the lineup. That's all.
James,
and give Olsen one day off. I'm not saying sit his ass or send him to AAA. One day off, tweak the damn lineup. Is that so radical?
Eddie, what happened about 2.5 years ago? What did Brian Snitker do?
He put Acuna at the number one spot, didn't he?
What happened?
Yeah, he went bananas.
What? So now we think, we moved Olsen down to the six hole and we're just magically
– No, but it's –
Could it hurt? Would it be that radical? I mean, would it be any worse than what we watched today, which was garbage?
No.
Okay, thank you. My point is made.
James, you played a lot of baseball. You played with Bryce and – who was it?
Chris Bryant.
Yeah, you played with some big boys. What this change in the lineup thing? How do you fix the Braves? You've got you got 48 hours until you got to play again Tuesday against Red Sox at home.
Red Sox.
How do you change?
You can't. I mean, I don't mind tweaking the lineup. I mean, it can't hurt. Maybe move Harris up, but it's baseball. They just got to figure it out, which is this sucky thing of watching is you just have to sit here and hope, all right, this is the game where they all break out. So I don't know how you fix them. I know we need a catcher that we paid a shit ton of money for to get his ass in the lineup and watching the guy traded away be an MVP candidate.
How about that? Do you remember, I don't know if we weren't doing this show, but yeah, we talked about that, about why they made that trade. And now he's, you know,
I liked the trade at the time.
You did. I remember you did. But
I don't know if anybody could predict Wilson Contreras would be doing what he's doing right now.
And his defense is getting really good too. That you know, that was the issue.
That was the whole issue, was could he play every day? You know, and now he can't. So
I think James brings up a really good point though. Sean Murphy being out of this lineup is huge because Darnell is not your everyday catcher, right?
But I love
Darnell, but he's not an everyday catcher at his age right now. Okay. He had a great weekend a few weekends ago. Where the hell did that go? He's been garbage since.
Chadwick Tromp
is a nice player. He's not. Sean Murphy's your all-star catcher. We need him back in the lineup, 100%.
There's a huge gap between. Okay, Chet, what is that gap? Is it the aces they got at the top? Because you saw yesterday. And I know that he's always hurt, but when I'm blanking on his name. Pitched last night for the Dodgers.
Glasnow.
I know he's hurt a lot, and I think they said he's only thrown 135 innings once in his career, or 125, something like that.
His name is Glass for a reason.
It is. But that guy is elite. He has elite stuff. And right now, I don't know that we have a starting pitcher that has that, because it looks like Max Fried has really good stuff, but it's not elite now. Glasnow looked elite last night. I think that's where we're missing. Is that the spot? Can we get anybody?
Here's the problem, Andy. I don't know if you're going to go try to get somebody at the trade deadline for the Braves, you're going to have to give up some, like, you only have maybe five or six legitimate prospects that you could trade out.
Yeah.
The farm system's depleted. And it's a good thing because you've been able to rise, you know, Michael Harris and Acuna and Ozzy Albies and
Strider, Mr. Strider,
Austin Riley, Strider, you know, you get to rise those guys up, but then what ends up happening, the farm system then becomes depleted. So if you want to go get a pitcher, let's say who's a good pitcher, James?
I don't know that. I mean, it'd probably be someone on the Marlins, but Marlins aren't going to trade us.
Yeah.
So like Paul Blackburn of the A's, I said him a few shows ago.
He's good, but he's not elite. Yeah.
Right. So he's not going to do much for you when you get to the playoffs. He can make your regular season team look better on paper, but is he getting into your three-man rotation in the playoffs?
He probably at this point probably would. If you go in it, because right now, I mean, is it going to be, I guess it would be Sale, Fried, and
Charlie, and probably.
Yes, and Charlie, yeah. I mean, Ronaldo Lopez has looked really good. He's been the most consistent. So as of today, I would say.
What I'm saying, though, you want to go get a guy that can crack that top three. Right. You're going to have to give up Smith-Shawver, Hurston Waldrop, somebody like that to get him. Are you willing to do that?
If it's an ace, if it's a guy that is a Trevor Bauer type ace, yes, I'm willing to do that. But you can't just give him up for a three. You can't give him up for a three.
Yeah. So
AA is willing to do that.
I don't think so either. No, he loves AJ Smith-Shawver.
Right. So then we're kind of stuck with what we've got now. James, we're going to close out the show. You need to go change shirts. You got a night ahead of you for your Vegas Golden Knights out there. Hope you win.
Yeah, I'll be watching. I'll be rooting for your Vegas Knights. Hockey's the best in the playoffs. It's awesome.
It's the best. I've been going nuts. Yeah, wish everyone a good luck in this household if we don't win.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, I don't know what that means, brother.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'll let that slide.
Breaking news.
I hope that they win. If they don't, I hope you're on the show next week and we're not getting a call from, you know.
Not in jail in California.
Reno County 911, you know. So.
All right.
See you. On the plan, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's great.
Oh man. I don't know. I don't think you make the lineup change, but at this point, I'm cool to see it for one day, Eddie, if that'll make you happy, brother, because that's how much I care about you. If that's what'll make you happy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Tuesday night. If Matt Olson's hitting the six hole, man, I know you might not have to take but one nitroglycerin that night. We'll have to double up. I would just love that for you. So,
well, I mean, it's a classic example today. Olson bolts one to the outfield and he tries to go for two and he runs slow and he gets drilled, right? And then the next ball is a home run. That's the way the whole series went, right? It was just classic. I was like, are you freaking kidding me with that?
Oh, now this could work. Move Harris.
I said that.
Yeah. Move Harris to number one. Acuna, like, there's certain guys that you do something like that to, and it gets them back on track. Acuna is a guy like that. Acuna likes being that leadoff guy. You take that away from him.
Yeah. I know. I that's why I kind of said keep him there. I agree with you there. I mean,
but like, you take that first batter away from him and let him bat second for a couple of days. His bat will get going again. He wants to be back up there. That's I could see happening.
You're saying doing it from a motivation standpoint.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. I think he's one of the guys that could impact. Matt Olson, maybe. I think Matt's been there, done that type of guy. He'll turn around. Hey, we lost Andy again.
Yeah, I thought he texted me that his internet died again. So
I thought he was just smiling at us for a little while there. It was starting to turn a little creepy. I was like, man, he hasn't moved in a minute, but I wasn't going to say anything.
I think Normal Town's jacking up his internet.
It is. Heck of a show tonight, boys. Tons of laughs. Raging Eddie is the best from Garrett Key. We appreciate you guys. We're going to get on out of here. Next week's Mother's Day, right, Eddie?
Yeah, we might need to take that off.
Yeah, I got a mother in the house here about to have our second one. So we'll catch you the week after Mother's Day. We'll do that. All right. So we won't be back next Sunday. We'll see you the Sunday after. And we appreciate you so much. Before you guys head out, all of the guys, KC, Hunter, Beyond, Garrett, James, everybody, hit that like button for me, guys. It helps out a ton. And it shows Roddy that, you know, it's good to keep me around. So we'll see you two Sundays from now.
Not just you. I mean, there's two other guys here, right? How about all? Yeah, okay. It keeps Paul around.
Look, Eddie, if he gets rid of me, you're going too, brother. The whole ship's gone. You know, so
give us a little bump, Paul. Come on.
Yeah, you need me to stick around, brother. This thing's no mas. For Cinco de Mayo, Eddie from Ackworth, Andy with no internet, I'm Paul. We'll talk to you next two Sundays from now. Thanks.